Hey, Mighty Warrior, how would you like to hang out with a group of real men who really get you? I'm talking about a group of men who are purpose-driven, love God, and have a sincere desire to win as men, husbands, fathers, and as leaders. I'm talking about real men who understand your desires as well as your doubts, your hunger for success and significance, as well as your struggles with life and even lust. Well, look no further because we've created the first ever private college campus on Facebook just for Christian men, called Real Men University. But don't you worry, the tuition is free, but the education, support, and friends you'll meet will be priceless. So if you'd like to join a group of like-minded, non-judgmental Christian men who are all looking to take their faith, family, and finances to the next level, then just go over to realmenuniversity.com and request to join. That's realmenuniversity.com, and I'll see you on campus. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men allow life's tests to bring out their spiritual best. Let me say that one again. Real men allow life's tests to bring out their spiritual best. Now allow me to share a familiar passage of scripture with you from the book of Job. In Job, 1st chapter, 6th verse starting, the author writes, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From roaming about the earth and walking around on it.' Then in verse 8, the Lord says to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.' Then Satan answered the Lord in verse 9, saying, 'Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he surely will curse you to your face.' Then the Lord responds to Satan in verse 12, 'Behold, all that he has is now in your hands. Only do not put forth your hand on him.' So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord." Now, I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with Job's story, as God pretty much permitted him to kill and destroy Job's livestock, his livelihood, his servants, and even his family. Interesting enough, Job's first response to those almost immediate tragedies were in verse 21, that he tore his robe and shaved his head in grief, then he fell to the ground and worshiped God. And then Job says in verse 21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And in verse 22, it says that through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. Wow. Now that's what you call one of those drop the mic moments. How many of us, after losing our children, business, wealth, and later our health, will fall to our knees and worship God and say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord"? Now, as we find out later, Job still had his struggles, and he had to face declining health as well as disillusioned friends, including an unsupportive wife. But for the Real Men Check-In this week, I want to focus on an earlier part of Job's story that really challenged me, even more so than his response to those tragedies, and I hope it challenges you too. Back in verse 8, and I'll read it again, the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Now first, let's break down how the Bible describes Job's character. The Bible describes Job as blameless, which means really pretty much beyond accusation, without fault, that he was upright, that meaning that he was honest, he was fair and just with integrity. Also, the Bible says that he was fearing God, in other words, revering and being in awe of God, and it said that he turned away from evil. In other words, Job was obedient to God. Now, I thought it was interesting in verse 7 when God asked Satan what had to be a rhetorical question, because God is all-knowing and omnipotent and omnipresent. God asked Satan, "From where do you come?" And just like Adam did in the Garden of Eden, Satan lied by telling a half-truth. Satan said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." I say that Satan lied because he conveniently left out the part that Peter later described and said in the New Testament in 1 Peter 5:8 that the devil was roaming around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But God knew this already because in verse 8, God immediately responds by asking Satan another seemingly rhetorical question. Have you considered my servant Job? Now, I'm pretty sure God knew Satan had already been checking Job out, and that's probably why he asked. And in verse 9, God goes on to repeat what was written in verse 1, calling Job blameless, upright, fearing him, and turning away from evil. But interesting enough, Satan hears this, but only brings up the fear of God part. And that was Job's reverence and respect for God. He didn't bring up Job's integrity, honesty, or even his obedience to God, only Job's faith in God. Now don't miss this, because I think this exposes Satan and his schemes of attack. If you're truly walking with Christ as a true follower, the only thing Satan can do to you is try to get you to question or doubt God's love for you or where God is leading you by attacking your faith and your trust in God. That's what Satan did with Adam and Eve, and that's what he's attempting to do with Job and with you and me. The most powerful question I got from the text, and what I must honestly ask myself after reading this, is if Satan is indeed roaming the earth to and fro like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, could God confidently say to Satan, "Have you considered my servant, Joe Martin?" Could God say that about you? Would he say, "Consider you"? But what messed me up as I read this in my quiet time this week was a question that was even more challenging than that. And it was when I asked myself, would I even be willing to be considered like Job? Would you? Ouch. Now, you know I keep it real on the Real Men Check-In. So the answer for me was, yes, I want God to ask, have you considered my servant Joe Martin? But I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know if I'm ready to be considered like Job. I want to be, but I have a long way from being ready. How about you? Do you want to be considered? Are you willing to be considered? Are you ready to be tested by the enemy? Do you trust God enough even when you don't understand him or he doesn't make sense? See, this text revealed to me that in order to be prepared and to be tested, one, we have to focus on being blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil, not focused on our circumstances, trials, troubles, or temptations. In other words, focus on your faith in the Father, not on your fears or even your foes. Two, we have to cling to God's over 3,500 promises in the Bible and take our hands off the seemingly 3,500 problems life throws at us. Like in Job's case, Deuteronomy 31:8, that says, God will never leave me nor forsake me. So fear not, do not be dismayed. And three, we have to follow the examples not only of Job, but of Jesus and Paul as well. Though they were persecuted, especially Jesus, their faith never wavered, and neither must ours. Because remember, real men allow life's tests to bring out their spiritual best. And God wants only the best for you, even when it seems like you're going through the worst. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews because, man, they just fuel my fire. And also, it helps us in the podcast as well. But I want to share this one with you, and it says this about the podcast. You need this, he put exclamation point. These podcasts will bless you and certainly challenge you with truth and practical ways to apply that truth daily. We were made to be relational, and this is a great tool to help us grow closer to God and to men who will have our backs. And that came from Top Believer. And Top Believer, thank you for sharing that review on iTunes for us. We really appreciate it. And guys, I picked these randomly, so please go ahead and submit a review for us because who knows, I may pick yours and read yours on the air. And guys, thank you for listening because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. And guys, you know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And remember, we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you to stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.